But that was in 53. Yeah. And so then we went to the mountains with these cows, and were cows that we'd bought there, and this, and we were up there for 5 years. In 57, I joined the church. And in 67, he joined it.
Okay, which church was that?
Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
You knew, but you weren't down there, don't you?
Yeah, I have it on there.
We weren't very active when we were on the mountains, but since we've been down here, we've become very active. Ronald has been assistant elders president or something there, second to it. And I have been in Relief Society counseling. I've been the, what do you do when you send in, you know, your family group sheet, genealogy. I've been an examiner for that for quite some time. And we have our four generation sent in. And as you were asking, four generations have lived here in Tinsley. And this is about the first time there isn't a name in the town. But at the present time, I am the stake emergency communication coordinator.
That's great.
Because I seem to be the one that has, of the LDS faith, that has a radio. And they're hoping to do this in case there becomes a time when we need some communication other than telephones.
That's a good idea. Now, I need to, you mentioned a little about your mother. You told me her birthplace and her nationality.
Come on! I was born in Red Cloud, Nebraska. And they came here when she was 50. You found them.
Walked right to it.
Okay, good.
Okay, I'll let you go back to your stories.
Okay.
See you later.
Yes. My grandfather, her father, was one of the first forest rangers up here in the mountains, and there's still a part of a cabin up there that's the Warner cabin. And one of her brothers used to bring in the wild horses that ran out here, and then they'd bring them down that red hill. Beautiful sight of bringing them down over that red hill of the many colors of the pintos and blacks and all different colors, you know. It was quite a thing for the roundups. My father used to go on them, too.
Okay, and you mentioned your father was, your mother, I guess, graduated from eighth grade, is that correct?
In Sheridan.
Uh-huh, and taught school for a while.
No, she got her certificate, but she didn't teach.
Oh, that's right.
I have the certificate.
And any social contacts? Did she belong to any clubs or organizations?
Oh, everything. She belonged to PTA, and maybe they didn't have PTA. But anyway, in the school, she was very active in that. She was one of the first members. What do you mean? What do you call them? First members there? Charter members of the community club. I can remember one time. This is funny. One time, one of these demonstrators came over here to show them how to make these dress forms. And it was a hot day, but she said, nobody wanted to have that dress form. I might not have been ready, but they were going to make one. So she stood there and had that, which was made on some kind of cheesecloth over and then pasted over with paper and such. But she used that dress form for a long time.
Good idea. You told me a little about your father, about his birthplace. Did you mention his education?
He was born in London, Ontario, Canada. He had a third grade education. Wrote beautifully and read very well.
See, and his occupation was pretty much
farming.
Farming.
Yes. Ranching.
And his social contacts?
Oh,